Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. A man who has been in the very front lines on Capitol Hill of that war for some time is our first guest. He is Congressman Doug Lamborn. He represents with great distinction the people of the 5th District of Colorado. He serves on a number of committees. Of particular concern to us is the House Armed Services Committee, whose subcommittee on strategic forces he is vice chairman. Congressman Lamborn, welcome back. I understand you've just been on a congressional delegation visit to the Middle East, and I want to talk with you about that. But if I might, sir, let me just ask about a matter that I know is weighing on you and I think on us as well, namely the prospect that the president, in his determination to close Guantanamo Bay, may wind up bringing some of the most dangerous people on the planet to your state, specifically to the Supermax prison there, notwithstanding congressional instructions to the contrary. Talk, if you would, quickly about that.
Frank, it's always great to talk with you. You do such great work. Gitmo is an important issue. If the president brings people, whether it's to my district, which includes Supermax, or any place in the U.S., it has a lot of bad fallout. First of all, the minute they set foot on U.S. soil, they will gain all kinds of constitutional rights, which will make it harder to keep our intelligence secrets away from them the minute they're in open court. That's a huge problem. Also, they would have the opportunity, and the people in their home countries would have the opportunity to try to radicalize U.S. prisoners in the prison system, the people who already might have a chip on their shoulder to our society and would be susceptible to that. I would hope not, but I've seen that happen, unfortunately. And for a lot of reasons, also, we don't want to give up our base in Guantanamo. It's a huge asset to the U.S. Navy, as well as for keeping prisoners like this detained.
I know you've written asking for state officials, including people, I guess, like your attorney general and county sheriffs who've written letters warning about this idea, to go down and visit that facility and see for themselves why it is such an important asset for us. Has anything come of that request, Congressman Doug Lamborn?
Unfortunately, the administration, Frank, has not yet granted that request. Local law enforcement needs to know what's really going on, and the best way they can do that is to see Guantanamo and these people for themselves.
Congressman Lamborn, you, as I say, have just returned the past week from a visit to several Gulf Coordination Council states, also to Israel. Give us a sense of what you're seeing on the ground there. I mean, obviously, those are places in which these kinds of jihadis have been running amok for a long time. How do they see us at this point in this, I call it the war for the free world?
Well, you know, these Arab allies are really concerned about Iran. Iran, to them, is an existential threat. And they're focused on Yemen because Iran is backing the Houthi rebels, which are Shiite, in my understanding, and that's a proxy for Iran to gain influence. And if they can take over huge swatches of Yemeni territory, these other countries, which are small and not very populous but wealthy, would be the next target. So they are just so scared, and they don't see American leadership. We, unfortunately, have had 7 years under Barack Obama of not backing allies. We try to cozy up to people like Putin with the reset, the Iranians with this deal, nuclear deal, and yet we ignore our allies. They wonder why they're ignored. You know, they won't come out and criticize openly. They're too diplomatic for that. But they are crying out for American leadership, and they're not getting it.
And unfortunately, you create environments like this, as you know so well, Congressman Doug Lamborn, whereby you are essentially treating enemies better than you treat friends. It seems axiomatic. You're going to have more enemies and fewer friends. Speaking of Iran, Congressman, I know you were visiting with the Fifth Fleet while you were over there. How were they feeling discussing treating this recent very bad bit of business with the Iranians, where several of our vessels and seamen were seized and held hostage, thankfully, briefly, but nonetheless held hostage by the Iranian Navy?
Frank, one of the things I learned from Admiral Donegan, who commands the Fifth Fleet in Bahrain, is that our ship had innocent passage under maritime rules. It was within 3 miles of a tiny Iranian island, but it did not have hostile intent. It was just going about its normal business and had perfect freedom and right to go through that territory. It should have never been seized in the first place. And then when they were seized, an investigation is still going on. There are possible violations of the Geneva Convention, which prohibits the humiliation and the exploitation for PR purposes of enemy combatants. And we are trying to get at whether they took anything of intelligence value. I don't think they did. They said only 2 SIM cards were missing out of the cell phones. However, the Iranians claim that they did get an intelligence haul of some kind. So we need to get to the bottom of that.
Great. Well, this is something that I'm hoping will not await great deal more time, because it does seem as though, especially as we're witnessing, and Congressman Lamborn, you were one of those who vociferously opposed this so-called deal with Iran. The situation is almost certainly going to get vastly worse there now as a result of the money that we've allowed to flow back. Speaking of money, let me ask you, as a senior member of the House Armed Services Committee, about 2 aspects of the budget that the president has just unveiled with respect to the defense programs of the United States, and that is the money that he's allocating to fight the Islamic State. I believe it's something on the order of $7 billion, and another $3 billion that they feel is needed to reassure our European allies. What do you make of these 2 ingredients of the larger program, Congressman?
You know, it's interesting, Frank. If we hadn't been losing our American leadership and giving people reason to doubt where we really are coming from and whether we really support them, we wouldn't have to do all this reassurance in the first place. But also, Frank, I'm concerned because we had a deal for roughly $630 billion, including overseas contingency operations, OCO, for this year and or higher. And yet the administration seems to be viewing that as a ceiling, and they might actually want to go lower than that. So we have a big discrepancy on how we view the funding for our national security. You know, it should be a no-brainer for everyone, Frank, that national security should come first and should be funded first. Then we do everything else.
It should be a no-brainer. It seems to have been largely ignored by the Obama administration. And I'm sorry to say, with notable exceptions, yours being one of them, Congressman, too few people on Capitol Hill have been ascribing to this the priority it deserves as well. Let me ask you, you are a co-chairman of the EMP caucus in the Congress, the Electromagnetic Pulse caucus. You've really done serious study of and work on the vulnerability of our grid. When you look at information such as has come out of Ukraine recently, Congressman Doug Lamborn, where we're told the Russians took down the grid of Ukraine briefly, happily, but nonetheless took it down with cyber attacks. Whether it's the electromagnetic pulse piece or the cyber or physical security or solar storms, which again is something that people out in your area of Colorado have done a lot of very important work out there in Boulder. What is your sense of the urgency that should be assigned to making our grid more resilient?
Frank, it's very urgent. At a small cost, a relatively small investment, we can harden and protect these critical facilities for the future. And it's not just what a bad actor can do, like a rogue nation like Iran. Also, naturally occurring causes, a huge solar flare could cause the same kind of damage. So we should be wise and prudently invest a small amount, harden these facilities before something bad happens.
this is an area where, again, your leadership is especially appreciated. Congressman Doug Lamborn of the 5th District of Colorado, senior member of the House Armed Services Committee, the vice chairman of its very important Strategic Forces Subcommittee, and much more. Thank you for your service to our country, and I look forward to talking with you about all of these issues and more in the year ahead. Next up, Brian Brown, an economist from Mitsubishi Securities, joins us to talk about Brexit, Britain's departure from the EU. Will it happen? What might it mean? That and more, straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.